This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam's here from obscuredtruth.com. We'll tell you more about that here as the show goes along. And, of course, we will take your phone calls about whatever you want. Bit of show prep I had last night. We never had a chance to get to. It's now at the very top of the website at freetalklive.com. As you know, freetalklive.com is a user-generated content website, crowdsourcing, as they call it, allowing you, the listener, to go out and actually create the content for the site. You vote on different items of interest, or if it's not so interesting, you vote it down, and the most interesting, the most voted up, will make it to the front page of the site. The top story right now, as we do this show here tonight, is the barbershop raids that have been going on, or at least one raid. They're doing sweeps, excuse me, 9 shops in the Orlando area. And I know that the boys from Liberty on Tour are going to be heading up to Orlando here shortly, so it should be interesting to see if Adam and Pete decide to get involved in this. I haven't heard anything. I'm completely speculating, but this just going down in Orlando, and Adam and Pete over at Liberty on Tour, big supporters of civil disobedience, so I don't know what they'll be able to do to help out when they get there, but hopefully they'll at the very least go and maybe do some interviews, get some video of what's going on, because as many, and this according to the Orlando Sentinel, as many as 14 armed Orange County deputies, including narcotics agents, stormed Strictly Skills Barbershop during business hours on a Saturday in August, handcuffing barbers in front of customers during a busy back-to-school weekend. It was just one of a series of unprecedented raid-style inspections. A raid-style inspection. The Orange County Sheriff's Office recently conducted with a state regulating agency targeting several predominantly black and Hispanic owned barbershops.
Well, you know, I was going to chime in with this if they hadn't said such a thing, but Strictly Skills just kind of says to me a black barbershop. And, you know, who? Obviously they're not going after the high end ones here.
The high-end black barbershops?
Or barbershops in general.
Barbershops, yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, this location doesn't look shabby or anything like that. It looks like a fine location. They've got a flat-screen TV, and it's clean and big, spacious.
You know, just seeming like they're leaving the white neighborhoods alone.
That's
just
what it seems
just
like.
Yes.
And how strange that they happen to bring along some narcotics agents when they're raiding the black and Hispanic barbershops. Is that just a little bit of racism going on there, perhaps?
I don't know.
Are they suggesting that you know, there's somehow a higher? I mean, if the health department's going in to inspect supercuts, are they going to bring along the narcotics squad as well? I wonder about that.
Does seem very odd.
I mean, if you look at the FBI's own numbers on the amount of people that are in jail over drug crimes. I forget exactly what they are. Leap went through and put these together and made a great presentation of it. But it's something like 6,000 times more likely to be a black male in jail for drugs than a white male.
Not that black people do drugs more often. It's just that they're targeted by racist cops.
Right.
I think that there is a sort of a culture amongst sort of certain segments of the black community that have to do with dealing drugs. I'm not going to say that I don't think that's true, but
you know, don't think white people sell drugs too?
I think the cops look in the trailer parks for criminals. I think it's about money is what I think it's mostly about. How much money do you make? What's the neighborhood look like? The numbers that Sam has are correct, though. I mean, it's, you know, just a lot more blacks get charged with things than whites do.
In sweeps on August 21st.
And their sentences for the same crime tend to be higher.
Mm-hmm. On August 21st and September 17th, targeting at least 9 shops, deputies arrested 37 people, the majority charged with barbering without a license. A misdemeanor that state records show only 3 other people have been jailed in Florida in the past 10 years for. The operations were conducted without warrants under the authority of the Department of Business and Professional Regulation inspectors, who can enter a salon at will. deputy said they found.
You don't need one of those nasty permits when you bring one of these guys with you, is what really the trick is all about.
Yeah, pretty much. And apparently they can just come onto anybody's private property, and it doesn't matter, and screw you. We own you, and if you don't ask our permission to cut someone's hair, to wield a pair of scissors...
And hey, Drug Task Force guys, why don't y'all come along, too?
You never know. We could find something.
Deputy said they found evidence of illegal activity, including guns, drugs, and gambling. However, records show that during the two sweeps, a smaller one in October, just three people were charged with anything other than a licensing violation. So it was a total fishing expedition as far as the drugs thing was concerned. Not that I would support anything regarding them raiding people for drugs anyway. I think that drugs need to be completely legalized.
It may or may not be true that they find a gun in a business, but what's the big deal? I mean, lots of people have guns to protect their businesses.
Mm-hmm. Especially ones in poor neighborhoods. Orange County Sheriff's Captain Dave Ogden, who commands the area that includes Pine Hills, described the operations as a minuscule part of a larger effort to snuff out crime. Operating a barber shop. Barbering without a license is the crime.
That's the
They're
kind of crime.
Snuffing out. Boy, he must be so proud of what he does.
Yeah, he sleeps good at night.
It seems like it would make a great prank call if you just call people in this area, let them know what happened, and ask them if they feel safer. See if they would believe it.
So crazy. But this is what it has come to. This is the government and what they do. They really do believe that they own you, and they are going to treat you like they own you. Oh, we can just come in your business anytime we want to, and because we feel like it, we're going to come in with 14 officers, and we're going to have our guns drawn. And we're going to be clad in black, and we'll be shouting at you and pointing weapons at you or whatever children are in.
That really gives us a charge. We like that better than you know, just coming in with just a guy to check your license.
Well, and it's to teach you little serfs a lesson, because we own you, and we want you to remember that. And so the news will get splayed out all over the radio and the television and the newspapers, and that'll remind people that you don't mess with the barbershop authority, because we're in charge, see? You can't be trusted to pick up a pair of scissors without asking our permission.
You can't run with those. Don't run with those.
I mean, it's so ludicrous. Who out there is hearing this and thinking, yeah, they need to be cracking down. We really need to have these government people going into stores and checking permits and making sure that everybody has spent the requisite 1,000 hours sitting in some stupid class where they're being taught nothing regarding African hair braiding or whatever other things that they're doing in this particular barbershop, so they can sit down in that class for, 1,000 hours, then later on make sure they have to, they have to pay for these classes too, to the politically connected people that run the beauty schools.
Case in New Hampshire, it was actually the lady who introduced the law to lengthen the training period who actually owned only university.
Beauty school.
Yeah, and this is, it just goes to show that this is all just a racket. It's a racket to supply these schools. I mean, the fact is, if a barber gives you a bad haircut, you don't go back to them. I suppose if it was
cut your ear off, Mark.
A really terrible haircut, he could. He certainly could. You could take him to court, and then,
right.
I mean, if he's got his sign hung out as a barber, it seems to me he's liable for the ears he cuts off.
I think so, and it's not like his license is going to prevent him from cutting your ear off.
No, that little piece of paper hanging on the wall in a frame that he has to pay hundreds of dollars a year to renew, if he doesn't pay to renew it, he's not more likely to cut an ear off. It's extortion, that's all.
What about the people using the plug-in clippers and trimmers at home? I mean,
it's unlicensed. If you charge for it, it's probably considered barbering. I don't know if you do it for free. So that's why when it's been done up here, and it has happened now a couple of times in the last few years in New Hampshire, where an activist will announce that they are going to, I believe it's usually Kat Canning, one of the publishers of the New Hampshire Free Press.
She gives a fine haircut.
She'll announce that she's going to give a haircut in public for money. So it's very important to actually have the money transfer hands. Otherwise, I don't think they can do anything.
Otherwise, it's safe and it's not anything they need to regulate.
Right, because it's all about the money, as Mark was pointing out. 800-259-9231. There's more to the story, though, about the barbershop raids. They're sweeping across the city of Orlando, keeping you safe from those dastardly criminals who dared not fill out a piece of paperwork and sit down for 1,000 hours in some pointless class that they totally didn't need to take. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we have there completely free. Features including our wiki, where you can see and edit virtually anything you want. There are over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com.
The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program, sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies, provides policy experience and training for individuals passionate about individual liberty and free markets. The program includes an 8-week internship, 2 public policy seminars, and career training. Participants intern at one of more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C., and across the United States, working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy to free speech. There's housing assistance, stipend. Check it all out at libertarianinternships.com. It's libertarianinternships.com. You've got to sign up at that point for more information.
In case you're new to this program and you are still under the mistaken illusion that this country is supposedly the land of the free, or the land known as the United States is supposedly in any way a free place, I'm sorry, but there's all kinds of evidence out there that proves that's not true, and we're
not
sharing
free,
it with you.
But it's more free than a lot of places.
And I don't know.
That's what
maybe
most people think when they say the land of the free, right?
Is that what they think? I don't know if that's what they think. I think that when I was growing up, I was told it was free, and
yeah,
I thought that was
free. Yeah, it's certainly getting less free all the time.
So, no, it's not, and it is certainly getting less free. And now in Orlando, they've made 37 arrests. The supermajority of them were for the vicious crime of operating essentially a pair of scissors without a license. The technical name for the crime, barbering without a license or without, you know, government permission, essentially. They literally came in with over a dozen armed agents, including narcotics agents, and raided nine locations, nine barbershops across Orlando. Captain Dave Ogden, the hero that commands the officers that include Pine Hills, said that when he was asked why his unit made arrests for licensing violations, Ogden said, "It was a misdemeanor crime being committed in our presence. We decided to make arrests."
That's the law.
That's right. You can't just allow this blatant violation of our laws to be happening right out in the open, right out in front of us police officers. We're law enforcement officers. Our job is to enforce. Of course, it used to be that they were peace officers, and their job was to keep the peace. And if there was something that was disrupting the peace, say a couple guys fighting at the bar, or, you know, a neighborly dispute of some sort, then the officers were supposed to come into that situation and mediate and do what they could to bring peace back to whatever the area was without necessarily putting someone in handcuffs. That would be like the last option if they couldn't, for whatever reason, talk people down or come to some sort of mediated conclusion between the two. It would be to then remove one of the two from, you know, the location, or remove them both, or whatever they needed to do. That's what the police used to be. But now they're just mindless automatons, robots almost, that essentially violent
it's their
robots.
Their job to put people in jail, yeah. It seems.
They're not trying to protect you. If they were protecting you, then they would be protecting these peaceful barbers who are doing nothing other than business with other consenting human beings. That's the crime that was going on. They were doing business and passing money for a product or service without asking the government's permission, without giving them a cut. That's why they came in with the guns drawn. But there's more to the story here, because...
Well, I don't think the cops really think of it that way. What they say to themselves is, we're just enforcing the law, and they, you know...
That's right, they don't have to think about it.
Right, they don't think.
That's the worst part of it, is these cops, they swear an oath to their state constitution in order to become a peace officer, so they still call themselves that internally and in front of the court and their own courts and so forth, but they also have their little code of ethics that the police departments put together, and these things are... I mean, they look great, and if that's what they were actually going out and doing, they would be peace officers.
Yes,
it's just they tell themselves that, oh, you know, we're the high and mighty, we're here doing God's work and this sort of thing, and it's just such nonsense. But yet they're becoming more and more becoming the minority that feels that way. I think most people are starting to see the police for what they have become.
I think that there are cops out there that do their very best to try to uphold the peace officer.
Sure, but they don't
banner.
Speak out.
What
they don't say, hey, this is wrong.
Right.
We're embarrassed that people in our department are doing this.
Even those same guys are often used in the armed fundraising role.
Yeah, and they go along with it because they don't want whatever the punishment is that would come to them. They'd have to work the overnight shift or be demoted to a desk job or whatever
it would
be.
Lose their pension.
Barber Jason Abrams said they were making a big charade about it, like we were selling drugs or something. Brian Barry owns Strictly Skills, a barbershop on Pine Hills Road. He says he's used to licensing inspections, but what happened in his shop on August 21st was something else. Barry said deputies entered his store and told his barbers to stop cutting and put their hands behind their backs. As barbers sat on the ground in handcuffs, he said, deputies removed his customers, including children, from the store and began searching workstations and checking licenses without explanation. Barbers and witnesses at several shops told the Orlando Sentinel that deputies shouted and cursed during the raids, demanding the location of illegal drugs.
I'm glad they called it a raid instead of this nonsense the cops are calling it, a licensing inspection.
Yeah, which they searched for extensively. They never found more than misdemeanor amounts of marijuana at 8 of the 9 shops they raided. The lone exception, Just Blaze, on...
well, there you go.
Semarin Boulevard in Apopka, where an arrest report shows deputies found a man, Joseph Vasquez, age 40, with 2 baggies of cocaine in a prescription bottle and cutting agents in the barbershop's office during the September 17th sweep. Vasquez was arrested on drug and gun-related charges after deputies said they found a handgun in his car. On the same day, deputies raided 2 other barbershops and found no illegal activity other than unlicensed barbering. And besides the arrest at Just Blaze, reports showed the 2 sweeps turned up the following. Evidence of gambling. Equipment that appeared to be used to make pirated DVDs and CDs. Some sort of tax service. That's a quote from the police report.
Some sort of tax service.
2 handguns and misdemeanor amounts of marijuana during the smaller operation October. Now, look, if you go into a restaurant and you were to raid the restaurant and detain all of the employees there, you will also find amounts of marijuana in various different amounts on the employees in their cars.
Yeah, and go search their cars as well, and exactly.
Yep. You absolutely will find it. I guarantee you. Go ahead, cops. Raid every single restaurant in town and make sure that the waiters have their waiter license. Oh, they don't have those yet? Well, I shouldn't be giving you ideas then, should I? Because I'm surprised they don't have those yet.
You need a waiter and license.
Why would
you? Drop something hot on somebody.
You damn well could. You might fling a knife at someone accidentally. You never know what'll happen there at the dinner table. All kinds of accidents can happen there.
The dinner table is a dangerous place.
On the same day, during a smaller operation more recently in October, deputies arrested 2 people on unlicensed barbering charges at one salon. And owner said the damage to their businesses and reputations has been horrible. To those who live in the communities they serve, these barbershops are more than places to get a haircut. They're centers of political discourse and political organization in black communities, according to a professor of African American studies at Princeton University. An author of Barbershops, Bibles, and BET, Everyday Talk and Black Political Thought, Melissa Harris Perry, called the idea of deputies invading shops during both a recession and an election year pretty horrifying. Although I'd say it's as horrifying anytime, regardless of the economic circumstances surrounding it. Your thoughts are welcome here. Have you ever heard of anything like this before? 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features that you'll find there completely free. You can get signed up for our news updates, for instance, and be kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can get that information in different ways. We've got our emailed updates, Twitter and Facebook as well. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up for one or all three of those if you'd like. In fact, I just sent out an update moments before the show. In fact, sent two of them out. Number one is that Podcast Awards is coming back. We thought for a little while there that they were going to call it off this year. It was looking iffy, but they are going through with it. Podcast Awards, I think this is going to be the sixth one that they've done, because we've won 4 years out of 5 years, and so I believe this will be the sixth annual Podcast Awards, and would love to have you go and nominate Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the political/news section, and then fill in the requisite information there. If you need to know what that information is, you can just go to the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. You can click the latest update there or look at our Facebook page. That's how you can get that information. But it's pretty simple. You put in our podcast name and the link to our podcast, and then fill out your name and email information, and you click submit. Pretty much that's the process. So we'd appreciate you going and nominating Free Talk Live when you get a moment.
I can't tell you how important this is. We use this in our marketing material all the time. So please do go nominate Free Talk Live. We need this, man. We like it.
It's important. We used to do a lot more voting stuff across the year with different podcast sites, and this is pretty much the one that we focus on now.
Yeah. We don't ask you throughout the rest of the year, so please, you know, go and do it now.
Yep. All right. So there was that I announced, and then also the auction that's going on for the third banner on the website, which you could win for, I don't know, as low as $30-$40. That's what they've gone for recently. Sometimes it goes as high as $70, $80, $90, $100. You never
know. The economy, man.
Yeah, you never know. So you can go and place a bid on that at auction.freetalklive.com. And if you want to know about these things when they happen, just go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. Get paid to promote and use the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there. It's DelValleySilver.com.
So we're talking about what happened in Orlando over the past few months. There have been several instances of police raids on barbershops.
But they're just calling them inspections.
And dozens of arrests, over 37 people arrested. Most of them arrested just for the so-called crime of barbering without a license. And this is happening, and it's just so sad that this is what it's come to. That this is how seriously these government people take themselves.
And their little licenses to do business.
Right. If you don't have their piece of paper, they will come in and point guns at you. It doesn't matter if no one has complained about your service, because usually the only people that complain are the licensed businesses.
Yeah.
Usually it's the people that have obediently jumped through the hoops like pathetic little serfs who are the ones that complain about the people who dare to do business without asking government's permission. Now, I don't blame the obedient ones. They're scared. They're scared for a good reason. They're scared because they...
Things like this will happen.
Right, they imagine that things like this would happen. Now, usually it doesn't happen in this kind of a violent, overt fashion, but the violence is still there. The threat of violence is always hanging over people. Whether they actually do an armed police raid or not, business owners know, and operators of businesses understand, that whenever that government inspector comes in and issues a piece of paper, a citation of some sort, there's violence that backs that up. And if they don't pay that fine that's on that citation, if they don't show up at that court date, then men with guns are going to come to their business or going to come to their home, and they are going to put them in handcuffs and put them in a cage, and then they'll put them in front of the man in the robe in the courtroom. They know that that's true. It's just that now the cops are so brazen that they are showing it's true. They're just going right out the gate. Instead of just handing out citations, which is what they used to do, and that's bad as it is, as it was, now they're just going ahead and wiping away all those midpoints, and they're just going ahead and just showing their hand.
Yeah, conducting raids to see if businesses have licenses for their barbering.
But should anyone be surprised, Mark? I mean, because for the last couple of years, ICE has been doing raids on businesses in the same manner to see if everybody's got their papers in order, to make sure that you haven't hired somebody this illegal. They've been doing this for months upon months upon months, couple at least 2 or 3 years now at this point. And now they're regularly happening more in southern areas of the country, but they have happened elsewhere where any old time of the day or night, if your business is open, there's a good chance about maybe 60 ICE team members might pop on in for a little visit with their guns drawn, and they're going to be looking for paperwork too. So this is just taking that concept and expanding it to the barbershops. Who's next?
Exactly. And where does it stop? I don't know.
It doesn't
surprise me that this is going on, because the governments, the state governments, are all broke. They're all looking for revenue. So that's what this is. They're ringing the cash register. They're generating business for the court system. It's not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. And, they're doing the same thing at the airports with the new pat-downs. It's all to dehumanize you and make you obedient and subservient to the state.
So you've got to wonder, though, when they put together these SWAT raids. Now, I'll grant you, the officers are on duty already, so they're paying them their paycheck. But you know, isn't it expensive to run one of these operations, or does it really not cost that much more? I mean, they've got the equipment, they've got the officers on pay. Well, let's send them in to see if we can get some big fish here with at the barbershops, the black barbershops, because you know they've got crack and they gamble there. So let's go ahead and send them after them, or whatever it is they think. I have no idea.
I'm sure. I mean, in the story, it said that they walked in, told everybody to put their hands up, and started handcuffing people.
Yeah.
So I'm sure
they looked for before they even looked for the licenses.
Well, I'm sure they spent months beforehand investigating to make sure, and they knew that all those people were unlicensed, because they wouldn't just walk into a business and tell people at gunpoint to start doing things, would they?
Well, I think it really depends on the business and who's behind the counter. Honestly, I feel like you could do this in most black businesses, and people just won't. They won't raise an eyebrow at it.
She said by violating the ZO.
I mean, who's outraged here?
Well, at least some people are outraged, and they should be, because this is disgusting. But there is a man who will defend the police here in a moment. We'll get some thoughts from him.
Thank goodness.
Somebody who's not a cop, apparently. Deputies have placed the community's trust in local law enforcement at risk, according to the professor of African American Studies at Princeton University, saying it's exactly counterproductive. She said, adding that targeting minority barbershops sends a message about which communities deserve to be disrupted and which don't. Now, of course, the answer is not to target more barbershops in more communities.
Yeah, this is somebody that doesn't get liberty. Right. They're just arguing, well, we're being picked on.
Right, we need to be abused equally. We need
but
to have equal
abuse. I think that they
abuse.
Are being picked on. However, what I don't want to see is white barbershops getting busted in like this too. Although, if you saw something like that, you might actually see some change in the way the police do business. I don't think that folks would put up with it in the same way.
Well, the police wonder why people don't like them. And this, it's examples like this. I mean, it's number one, they're arresting people for nonsense like having marijuana on them. And number two, they're going into people's businesses and destroying lives and destroying, families' ability to feed themselves and arresting peaceful people. And there's they shouldn't be surprised when they show up at people's homes and nobody opens the door to talk to them. Why would anybody in their right mind want to speak to these people? Because I don't. I got nothing to say to you. You can go F yourself.
You
stop hurting peaceful people, then I'll talk to you. Then I'll help you with your investigations, and I'll answer your questions. Until then, you're a gang member, and I want nothing to do with you. Leave my family alone.
If you turn it into an us and them scenario, then you're only harming yourself.
Because I don't want to talk to them.
The guy that comes, I agree with you. Don't talk.
You got to
arrest the police without your lawyer present. Period. How you doing over there, son? Are you conducting an investigation, officer? That's the answer. I got that. That's not a problem. But it's easy to step from, not answering their questions to vilifying them. And, that doesn't
help. Well, they are the villains in this case. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not saying you should hurt them. Just saying you should ignore them. It's Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Extend your life.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So you get whatever you need to get, if that includes home hair cutting kits and clippers and scissors. You can do all that. They sell all that stuff over there at Amazon. You don't have to have government permission to buy it. You just have to have government permission, apparently, to use it on another person and collect, you know, a penny for it. Anything you, any amount of money you collect, you're committing a misdemeanor crime in the state of Florida of barbering without a license. So if you'd like to do some illegal barbering, go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and order all the equipment that you need there. I bet you they have everything all the way down to the little bib thing that they put on. What do they call those?
Bib things.
Bib shields, hair shields or something.
That's exactly what they call them, hair shields.
Yeah, so Amazon.freetalklive.com.
HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, and whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. If you use that portal that we've created, HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the insane barbershop raids that have been going down in Orlando. They've raided 9 locations, made 37 arrests, and are attempting to destroy people's lives because they've, you know, they haven't begged for permission in order to do business. Barbering without a license is what they've been charged with, a misdemeanor crime. And in most places, misdemeanor means you could be facing up to a year in prison, a year in jail as a result of that. So it's pretty serious. It's a pretty serious situation and absolutely outrageous. Of course, we'd love to have your thoughts on this. In fact, we were brainstorming a little bit during the break about what could an activist response to this be. There are some really great liberty activists there in the Orlando area. The group of folks that was doing the homeless outreach where they were feeding the homeless illegally near city, or actually right on, I think, the city hall front steps when after the city hall passed an ordinance that essentially said no feeding the homeless within a 2-mile radius of city hall. They did it right there. City Hall's front steps, got some press from that. They did it a second time. It didn't get as much coverage that time, but they still got away with it. The cops never arrested them. The same guy who's behind that, John, went out one night, I guess, in Orlando and had this fairly large change jar with him that he was holding out. I think it had the word panhandling on the front of it. And
you have to make it clear for these people so they don't mistake what's going on.
Well, what happened was he had witnessed a man being arrested, a black man being arrested for panhandling earlier in the night. So he came up real quick with this idea to start doing his own panhandling operation and do it right in front of the police, really in an obvious manner, to let them know that he was violating the panhandling law. And so he had his buddy there with his video camera, and he was literally approaching the police and letting them know verbally that he was panhandling and asking them if they were going to do anything about it. And then, you know, the cops like driving away and turning the other way and walking
away from him.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a real great crew of liberty activists there in Orlando, and this seems like it'd be right up their alley to do an unlicensed barbering. Because what happened up here in New Hampshire several years ago, it was actually before we made the move, Mark. There was a man who did some of the first civil disobedience that actually occurred here as part of the Free State Project Liberty movement, the folks moving here for more liberty. He actually announced in advance he was going to be doing an illegal manicure. And so it's kind of in the same realm because it's the same government bureaucracy that regulates it.
It's all cosmetology.
And he actually did it in front of the Department of Regulation or whatever the heck it's called, you know, the Department of Nails. He went out in front of
that
department.
They arrested him, though, didn't they?
Yes, they certainly did.
They arrested a man for giving a manicure.
Yeah, that's for money. It has to be for money. And so, yeah, they did that. And then later on, Kat Canning did the very same thing, although she did it on a day the government takes off. So they weren't as likely to do anything when they don't have to actually come to work.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, we look forward to hearing more. So one of the ideas that you had, Sam, was to send them a little gift package.
Yeah, I think the community here really should be helping out the police in this case by collecting evidence, putting it in an envelope, and mailing it to them.
A lot of envelopes. A lot of evidence.
And the evidence would, from haircuts, what would that be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it would be great if these guys got a bunch of envelopes full of hair and little notes, you know, saying, I will cut again.
That's right.
I'm the midnight snipper. I cut hair for money and you'll never catch me.
You know, scissors would make a nice V if you wanted to make like a V kind of theme involved in there. So, yeah, let us know if you decide to take any action on these folks' behalf, because it's absolutely outrageous what happened to them. Bishop Kevin Cabarrus, this from the Orlando Sentinel, of Empowerment Ministries Church of Pine Hills, defended the actions of the sheriff's office. He said deputies have been effective in reducing crime in the area, and if the searches were legal and criminal activity was discovered, the deputies' approach to entering the shops shouldn't matter.
But did you see, this is how they get it across. They say, well, they found guns, they found drugs. They found, what were the other things? Gambling items.
Yeah.
Now, you'll note that there are no arrests for either the guns or the gambling items.
There was one guy who was arrested for having a gun because he also had
cocaine.
It was the only guy that had coke. Everybody else that was arrested for drugs was marijuana.
So, I mean, you know, what they're turning up here, this is a fishing expedition.
That's
this
exactly right.
You know, and because the law, for whatever, because the action is legal doesn't make it right. I think the Nuremberg trials established that a government can commit murder. So, therefore, whatever they're doing is, just because they color it with law doesn't make it right.
On a recent Saturday afternoon, about a dozen boys and men gathered at Strictly Skills. Many chairs were empty. Barry said he can't be sure it was the August raid that caused business to dip. While the youngest boy, whose hair he was cutting, watched football on the nearest television, Barry watched the door. He heard the sheriff's office had been back out. They should know these barbershops are the cornerstone of the community, he said. Still, he worried his last inspection was only the first of its kind. If you didn't know cutting hair without a license was a crime, you're not alone. An arrest for barbering without a license is not just unusual in the state of Florida, it's nearly unheard of. Florida Department of Law Enforcement records...
But it's a misdemeanor. It's important they enforce this.
...turned up only 38 jail bookings on the misdemeanor charge across the entire state in the last 10 years, and all but three of those arrests occurred during Orange County operations during the past few months. Most of the barbers were charged with licensing violations as a result of the sheriff's office... As a result of the sheriff's operation, pleaded no contest and were ordered to pay fines of about $500, which is about equal to the ones inspectors issue when a barber or stylist has an expired license. Because once you've been permitted to cut hair, you've got to keep coming back to keep paying for the license because there's ongoing education? No, it's just because that...
Because they can get
money.
The money out of you. And that's all it is. It's just revenue collection.
Now, I wonder if the people who have been arrested for barbering without a license are now ineligible from getting a license.
It's quite possible.
Or renewing
theirs. That's a good possibility. In fact, one guy actually had a license, but it wasn't current when the inspectors entered. He was just expecting a slap on the wrist and a fine. But when he and eight others were arrested at Barber King's that day, got to jail, everyone laughed at us. And even the judge was like, "Are you serious?" Abrams said inspectors could have just fined him rather than parading him in handcuffs in front of his community. He said it was just uncalled for. Justifying the operations, the Orange County Sheriff's officials said the shops targeted had displayed a lack of cooperation with state inspectors and had a history of criminal activity.
These are bad people.
A lack of cooperation. There's that term again, non-cooperation, not going along with what the government demands of you, not quietly obeying and thanking your master for not beating you senseless.
Yeah, this is the this is what it all boils down to. It's all about getting compliance, because if they can get you to comply, then you'll pay anything in order to do business. I mean, if this barber license, instead of being $800, and I think that's what it is, $800 a year, instead of being $800 a year, was $8,000 a year, would that make it okay?
I mean, how far off really is this from the mob coming in and saying, "Hey, you know, we didn't get your protection money for this month. Is somebody going to have to get hurt here?"
The only difference, Sam, is how many people think of it that way.
Yeah.
That's all. It's exactly the same thing. It's just that how many people in that community are looking at it and saying, "This is a criminal gang. They are the real mafia. They are the real dangerous
successful
people."
Mafia.
Yeah, they're
far
the most
more successful.
I mean, they're trafficking in billions upon billions of dollars, trillions at the federal level, and the real mob, the Italian mob or the Russian mob. It's
hundreds of millions.
Comparison.
Yeah.
So that's that. You know, and it's not the only story. Actually, the Orlando Sentinel points out that the police in Moreno Valley, California, had been doing similar raids.
They trade this information amongst each other, and it's a way to do their fishing expeditions. That's what they're looking for here. They're not, they're not trying to make Orlando safer.
Yeah.
How many crimes were committed while these cops were out investigating and then perpetrating this raid?
In a city like Orlando, some real crimes were going on.
Lots and lots of them.
Yeah.
People were hurt, people were injured, their property was stolen, and
14 cops were there to raid these businesses. And the businesses, by the way, had different levels. They had different things, they had little in common in that some had lengthy histories of non-compliance, while others had never once even had a complaint. So literally, they just targeted all the black barbershops in a certain area.
Pretty close.
Yep. More coming up here. Hour 2 is next. You can take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.